This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The International Monetary Fund today left unchanged its estimate of global economic growth for this year. It still says the world economy will get 3% bigger this year. U.S. growth revised a bit higher. The fall meetings of the IMF and World Bank are underway this week. The U.S. has been a rare economic bright spot this year, even as many other countries struggle. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that.
The World Bank IMF meetings are being held in Marrakesh, Morocco, a region struggling to recover from a severe earthquake that killed thousands of people just a month ago. The contrast with the U.S. could not be more stark. The IMF says the U.S. is the only major economy where output has returned to pre-pandemic levels.
Right now, it does seem like we've seen a steady amount of economic resilience.
Ed Moya is a senior market analyst at the brokerage firm Owanda. He says U.S. consumers are powering much of the economic growth. Moya says they're still spending a lot and they feel secure in their jobs since employers are so desperate to hire.
Every time we expect the labor market to slow down, we get surprised with an impressive payrolls number.
Also, the U.S. is still stimulating its economy with big investments in things like infrastructure, which other countries can't afford. And during times of crisis, there's more demand for the U.S. dollar, which pushes up its value. Scheherazade Rahman teaches international finance at George Washington University.
So I can buy others' goods, the ones I import, cheaper. My investments overseas, whether it's in real estate or it's in financial assets, is what? Cheaper because of the exchange rate now that my dollar is stronger.
But Rahman says that hurts other countries who borrow money in dollars that are worth more than their own currencies. Investors are also flocking to U.S. Treasury bonds right now because they're seen as a so-called safe haven. That means we pay less to borrow, but Rahman says other countries have to pay a lot more.
Now, basically, they're in distress, right? Countries like Ethiopia, Sri Lanka, Ghana, pick any one of them.
The U.S. isn't immune to global shocks, though, like, say, if oil prices soar because of the Israel-Hamas war. Tim Murray is a capital market strategist at T. Rowe Price. He says higher energy prices would dim consumer confidence.
That bright spot, that U.S. consumer bright spot, would fade.
Also, spiking energy prices could push up inflation, which would lead the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates higher for longer. That might help cool off the economy, but could also dent economic growth. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.